Less 20. 7 past the hour. Looks like this is time for another good day.
Stop confusing me.
Richie, it's all about you and Heather and Jennifer and me. Roberta is out. She's gone. She's missing. She's vacant.
M-I-A.
She's out.
She's going to harass Jennifer for the next week or so.
West Coast.
Right.
So we have no Queen of Cheap, but the old Queen of Cheap deals, there are some in there that have sustenance. You know what I mean? You can go and take advantage of them, not just in the day. A lot of great coupons as well. Plus, our supermarket guru, Phil Limpert, has special tips on the things to buy in the supermarket that will help you stay hydrated during the hot summer weather. That's a
very important
thing. It's free. All the information is free at DougStephan.com. Rich McFadden in the control room in our studio in Washington. Say hi to Ray Chan, everybody. Hi, Ray.
Hi, Ray.
Hi, Ray.
Say hi to Christy Pereira.
Hey, Christy.
Hey, Christy. And to Mary Janakis.
Hi, Mary.
Hi, Mary.
Mary's there. And Beth Donnelly. John Dane.
Feel like we're at an AA meeting. Hi, Mary.
Hi, Mary. So, Orbiz is in the news today, Richie.
Orbitz.
Orbiz. I've always left out the T.
Yes, it's Orbitz.
It's Orbitz.
Yes.
Travel outfit.
Yeah, you know, as a Mac snob, as Jennifer likes to call me.
You are a Mac snob.
I am totally a Mac snob. Sure. I converted a few years back. I was very interested in hearing that apparently Orbitz is catering their ads or their searches that you do on their website for travel, hotels or airfare or rental cars, to whatever kind of computer you use. And apparently, they have found that Mac users, when shopping for travel...
They, who are they?
Orbitz has
Orbitz.
Found
oh, I see.
That when Mac users, and you can tell what kind of a computer somebody using your site is using, whether it's a PC or a Mac, and they found that they tend to spend about 30% more when they buy from their site.
What, so, Mac people spend more money than IBM people?
Instead of looking at the Motel 6, they may go with the DoubleTree.
Motel 12.
Right, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
So what they're doing now is they're saying, okay, well, fine. We're just going to kind of put the Motel 6s off to the side and put the DoubleTree up there first because apparently that's what you want.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you're buying.
Really?
So we'll put that up front here. Now, if you want to, you can still say, scroll by price, search by price, and that Motel 6 will still be there. But we're going to throw you up the DoubleTree first because that's what most of you are buying anyway.
Really?
So that's saying that Mac snobs are just snobs.
Well, I mean, obviously, if you're going to buy a Mac, you're spending a little bit more money. So I guess it would stand to reason that I guess Mac users have a little bit more to spend on the hotel and the travel. So
really? Even after buying the Mac?
that's what I was thinking.
All right. 800-510-8255. You can connect with us either on your Mac or your IBM-compatible computer by going to DougStephan.com. Email to Doug or Rich or Heather or Jennifer at DougStephan.com. Follow us on Facebook.com/Good Day. Twitter at Good Day Show. Lots of things going on. You'll be motivated to check us out.
Here's what you'll hear today on this.
Really? We're still on Orbitz?
Well, yeah, we're still on Orbitz. I'm a heavy Orbitz user, too. Love Orbitz.
Yeah. Okay.
So all the travel I buy for here at the network, I do it through Orbitz.
Not me. I use bestfares.com.
And I do it on a Mac. And I do use bestfares quite a bit, actually, too. So I use both of them. But I use Orbitz quite a bit also.
Okay.
So what you'll hear today is Orbitz is charging Mac users 30% more.
Really?
That's what you hear everywhere.
Yeah, but that's not true.
So know the truth.
Know the truth. This is the Doug Stephan Good Day program, home of truth, justice, and the American way.
You know why this is, right, Rich? Because Mac users are bougie.
Bougie? Bourgeois.
Okay, so.
Bourgeois.
No grande.
Bourgeois.
All right, so Jennifer, hot hits in talk and television.
TV?
Yeah. We'll get to later on this hour.
There's actually some good gossip brewing. First, Anderson Cooper has an altercation on an airplane that I will tell you about.
Really?
Jack Osborne is all upset with NBC.
Was he sitting next to Alec Baldwin?
Yeah. No, it's a good story, though. Yeah. CeeLo is going to change things up and have a new partner in his judging panel on The Voice, and I'll tell you all about it.
Wow, yeah. that's big stuff, half hour from now. Meanwhile, back on the ranch, or back in the ranch, we also have the Octomom and her deal with a new boyfriend. Kind of interesting. And I like the, Rich, you're going to like this.
Yeah.
There's speculation about Reege and Kathy Lee and Hoda all together. A three-way switch.
A three-way! This is great!
Yeah.
Never had one. Well, there was that one time with Rickles.
Ew.
All right. So the city of Detroit is going to lay off 164 firefighters.
Ah,
layoffs could be temporary.
Here it comes.
However, they're trying to get money from the feds to restore the jobs of at least 108 of these firefighters. So I'm betting there's going to be a lot of fires in Detroit pretty soon. I have I had a conversation with Lady X last night about firefighters because she heard me for the first time go through my theory about why we don't need firefighters.
Lady X would be your girlfriend? Your new
Lady
girlfriend.
X, okay. Yes. And so the idea of firefighters and why we need them was certainly, it's a very romantic dinner conversation. If you ever tried it, you ought to try it. Talk about firefighters while you're having dinner. It's wonderful.
It's hot.
That's actually
hot,
pretty good to me. I don't mind talking about firefighters.
It's smoking hot. I like their calendar.
But you want, yeah, I was going to say, you want the Channing Tatum. firefighter calendar, right?
Yes,
by the way,
the boots.
Yeah, what, that's all they wear is boots?
I'm not a Speedo fan.
Speedo and spandex. What is the difference between?
A spandex is material. A Speedo is a type of swimming attire.
Ah, okay.
Spandex is that stretchy material.
So, would you make a Speedo out of spandex?
Yes.
You could.
Mm-hmm. You make a bathing suit out of spandex. Yeah. You make leggings out of spandex.
Richie, you got one of those?
You should never wear one, and I should definitely never wear one.
And
I should never wear anything made out of spandex.
Upon what do you base that rendering? Where do you...
Well, I'm a big Irish beer-drinking
Yeah, I understand about you.
Guy.
I'm talking about me.
Nobody wants to see you in spandex.
How do you know that?
Let's take a poll. 800-510-8255.
Yeah. Trust me on this.
See you in spandex. Okay. By the way, they're going to lay off 248 EMS technicians in Detroit as well.
You know, my philosophy, this is that old, if you won't pay us enough taxes, we'll just take away your essential services.
That's right, take away the police.
And
right, never mind those lazy bums that are standing out there holding the shovel.
Your house is going to burn down.
Right, yeah.
You're going to get robbed because there's not enough police.
Yep.
Your children are going to get a horrible education, and grandma's going to get driven off the cliff when she goes to the hospital.
Or get run over by a reindeer, one or the other.
We have to raise your taxes in order to make everything right.
Yeah, exactly. $23 million they need to pay all these people.
But they're going to the feds to try and get it.
Yeah, yeah, of course. So if it isn't coming out of your left pocket, it's coming out of your right pocket.
Right.
That'll be the way to check that out. I want to spend a minute talking to you about minerals. Minerals. How many are aware that your body needs minerals more than it needs vitamins? We need vitamins and minerals.
You're not talking about going digging for gold. You're talking about
I'm talking about there are 90 different essential nutrients that you ought to take every single day, and most people don't get that. I first learned about it by watching what we were giving the cows for minerals. Yeah, I used to take vitamins. I didn't pay any attention. I've been on a routine. I've been taking supplements for years. But I took vitamins. I didn't take minerals. And when I watch... What we have these 50-pound bags of minerals that we dump into a big tub, and the cows take the minerals they have. It's called free choice. They go out, and they'll be eating for a while, and they'll come back, and they'll stick their nose in, their tongue, and they'll get a dose of minerals because they realize what apparently most humans don't, that is you need them. And so I have – and one of the things that makes this very dramatic – is understanding if you have enough minerals in your system, how that affects weight. If you have the proper nutrients in your body, you will gain weight at a much slower rate. Richie, this may be back to what you were talking about a few minutes ago. If you have the 90 essential nutrients in your body, you will not gain weight. Or if you do gain it, it'll be much slower than is the case if you're not taking minerals. Now, I'm not suggesting go out and be irresponsible about what you eat. You know better than that. But if you have a good time and you're out, you know, a couple extra beers and maybe a couple extra burgers, you don't have to worry about it quite as much if you have these 90 essential nutrients that are available now at a, it's called a Healthy Start Pack. The Healthy Start Pack. Nutrient dense diets are important, and you'll get these 90 essential nutrients every single day. According to the research, this is what helps in weight control. It'll be easier for you if you order them. And there's a new special website called Doug Steffen Team, DougSteffenTeam.com, where you can order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 essential nutrients for life. It's DougSteffenTeam.com, or you go to 855-309-TEAM, and somebody will talk to you about it, explain it, take your order. DougSteffenTeam.com. If you go to DougSteffen.com, you'll see the logo for DougSteffenTeam.com. Or again, call 855-309-TEAM. That's 855-309-8326 to get these 90 essential nutrients daily for a better life.
Hey, honey.
Hi, Dad.
What you drawing?
It's our house. That's you.
Oh.
Me.
Huh?
Mom and Josh.
Wow.
Playing ball.
You are becoming quite the artist.
When you're a kid, you don't know that home ownership builds communities, that owning a home contributes to higher self-esteem and better test scores. You just know that home is where you play, grow, and learn. The National Association of Realtors wants you to know that home ownership matters to our families, our neighborhoods, and our country. Learn more at houselogic.com/homeownership.
This is Dan Tullis, and I just called
Joel Clark,
one of Select Quote Insurance Services' term life agents.
Hi, Mr. Tullis.
Joel, how does Select Quote save you money on term life insurance?
Well, buying term life insurance is all about choosing the right company. Let's say you take antidepressants or you smoke. All insurance companies are going to price that differently. We'll impartially shop all the companies we represent to find you the best price.
Can you give me an example?
Sure. I just got a man, 40 years old, who takes blood pressure medication, a $500,000 policy with a highly rated insurance company. His price, $21 a month.
Call 1-800-914-2995 and see how affordable term life insurance can be. That's 1-800-914-2995. 1-800-914-2995. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issuing company and other factors. Not available in all states.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free with new Schiff Move Free Ultra.
Who's your favorite Good Day staff member? Get more info, read their blogs, or connect with them on the team page at DougSteffen.com.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with Micro Plant Powder. Visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. UtopiaSilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now UtopiaSilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Get into America's Got Talent from last night. This is a trio of female singers trying but failing to impress the judges.
They had a rough time. I don't think they rehearsed.
No.
I don't think they did either.
All right. So they didn't make it. Next up, Luna sings for the judges on America's Got Talent last night.
A little jewel.
Very little.
Talent aside, your anxiety may stop you from achieving your dreams.
This is the make or break performance of my life.
I belong far away from here.
I think I'm betting on breaking. What do you think?
Found it.
Uh-oh. That's never good.
Makes you uncomfortable.
Sorry. Don't apologize. Start playing again.
If it makes you happy,
Cheryl Crow.
We're in the buzzers.
I think it's not bad.
Really?
She sounds nervous.
Okay, yeah. Thank you.
She can't play guitar.
She comes on here with flip-flops.
Right, flip-flops.
Just no effort.
I feel like we're bad judges for letting her get through.
I'm embarrassed.
This is a huge moment. Nobody's supposed to screw up in Vegas.
Can we bring Luna back out?
Oh. The judges are calling for Luna.
What could they possibly be talking about?
Luna, you came out here with a defeatist attitude. There was no strength.
You screwed up. And you had your big chance. We're sending you home.
So Howard Stern and Cheryl Osborne. Sherry, she goes by, right?
Sharon.
Sharon. Okay. Did I say that? I said Cheryl. Sharon Osborne and Howie Mandel send her home. Nikki Jensen sings.
No, you can't always get
nice
what you
talent.
Are. Too
many. There's that voice again.
Same voice, different person.
You're just my kind.
Such a trend to sing like that now.
Nasally.
Yeah. I mean, it's nice,
thank
but it just sounds
much,
like everybody
Nikki.
Else.
Thank you very much for this opportunity.
She's original sounding. Really moving. Good song choice.
The question is, will America respond positively to somebody that is that unique?
We've got a lot of tough decisions.
No.
Uh-huh.
They won't.
No. All right, so
I give her a thumbs down.
Really?
I haven't been impressed with the show. It really kind of made me lose interest.
Yeah. You know what? I'm not pushing any more buttons. I'm
just really? We're
decision.
Done?
Yeah.
Done?
You might ask for another cup, but I'm not giving it to
I
you.
I like the fact that it has been here before, sort of a train wreck, kind of a freak show, but now they're getting down to all this yucca bunga.
Yeah,
stuff.
It's, again,
serious
it's,
stuff.
They do this with every one of these talent shows where they start with the freak show stuff and silly and goofy, and then they dwindle it down, and then they get to the good stuff, and they're in between now.
I think their freak show stuff just was kind of too much for me, and it grossed me out and turned me off.
Yeah,
I'm just not
stupid.
Interested.
All right,
anymore.
So we've made an executive decision.
Yeah.
America's Got Talent just got fired from the Doug Steffen Good Day program. No more America's Got Talent. Unless we find something that's really funny. But you don't find they didn't sound like they were enjoying themselves. The judges
they don't sound like they're
didn't
happy.
Sound like they're having a good time either about that. So one wonders what the fate of that
trying to work
is.
The drama aspect of it.
Yeah, right, exactly. Drama on television up in the next half hour from Jennifer, 20 and after on Good Day.
I'm Colonel Dave Clark, Executive Director of the Defense Department's 60th Anniversary of the Korean War Commemoration Committee. On Korean War Armistice Day, July 27th at 9 a.m., we are inviting Korean War veterans, their families and friends, to visit the Arlington National Cemetery Amphitheater for a wreath-laying ceremony and commemorative event. It's open to the public and will feature senior representatives from across the Department of Defense and the United States government. For more information, visit koreanwar.defense.gov.
Hey, honey.
Hi, Dad.
What you drawing?
It's our house. That's you.
Oh.
Me.
Huh?
Mom and Josh.
Wow.
Playing ball.
You are becoming quite the artist.
When you're a kid, you don't know that home ownership builds communities. That owning a home contributes to higher self-esteem and better test scores. You just know that home is where you play, grow, and learn. The National Association of Realtors wants you to know that home ownership matters to our families, our neighborhoods, and our country. Learn more at houselogic.com/homeownership.
Nothing is more important than your family security. But ask yourself, if you die today, would your family be able to keep their home? Will your children get a college education? If the needle points towards no, you need to protect your family with life insurance. You can make up for your lost income, fund your child's education, pay a mortgage, taxes, and more. Learn about life insurance. Get your consumer protection guide free from the Center for Sound Consumer Advice. Still the only consumer advocacy referral service in America, where since 2004, there has never been a fee or charge of any kind to consumers. And best of all, never ever one complaint. Call today for your free life insurance guide. 800-819-6545. That's 800-819-6545. Call today for your free life insurance guide. Again, that's 800-819-6545.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient nutrient value of fruits and vegetables and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TERAGANIX.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze-Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze-Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze-Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Watching Netflix at the moment. You're supposed to be focused on the Doug Stephan Good Day program, right? One thing at a time, and that's it. One thing and one thing only at a time. That sounds like one ping and one ping only, Richie.
Officially, one ping and one ping only.
Our video of the day today, an Iowa man named Jake Buoma decided he'd film video blogs of his journey through cancer treatment, so anyone facing the same thing would be able to get an idea of what they were in for. The video, which will be part of a documentary made about Jake's treatment, shows a visit to Jake's oncologist last week as he got the news about the results of his four rounds of chemotherapy. You want a tearjerker? You want to check this out. This is real life as it happens. There's some, isn't there a TV show that portends that, Jennifer? Real life as ever. This is, though, put yourself in this position if you can. And maybe if you've been there.
It was really beautiful. I came in and I started bringing everything up on my screen, and that was the first thing I watched. Good morning, Heather.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, give me the tissues. It was really beautiful, really. I mean, it's talk about a positive note.
Yeah. Yeah. So help yourself to that. Heather is here along with Jennifer
and Rich and Doug.
How's that, Richie?
What's his last name again?
Buoma.
A what?
One more time?
B-O-U-M-A, Buoma.
Oh, okay.
Well, what did I say?
No, I just heard Buoma, which I thought would launch you into song.
Buoma. No.
Buoma.
This I would not do under the circumstance. With this kind of a story.
It's inappropriate.
Give me a little bit of credit, will you,
please? No, I understand, but I know that sometimes you can't help yourself. Thank you hear a word that sounds like a lyric, and you're off and running.
Thank you. 25 before the end.
Buoma.
Jennifer has the... television report. I got an email about Jennifer from Mike Kuhn.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Another
fan?
Trouble?
Well, he was upset with me. He told me he'd never listen again.
Oh, because of the way you treated Jennifer.
Why?
Well, no, he was not happy. He accused me of something, and I threw Jennifer under the bus.
What a hug!
But it was true that Jennifer was the one who was at fault here. Why should I be wrongly accused?
All right, so let's hear the case. State your case, man.
All right. So, anyway, this fellow was upset about Jennifer, and he said all of it became irrelevant because I replied to him and sort of changed his opinion. He was sort of nabbed because last week he called the program to answer a question.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a fellow who said several months ago he would no longer be listening. I apologized.
Okay, wait. So he said a while ago that he would no longer listen to the show.
Right. He actually, I'm being a little facetious. This is kind of one of those silly things. He actually was upset about something Roberta said, and he attacked you, and so I put him in his place, and he didn't like that. So,
I'm so confused. Okay.
Well, Roberta made a bad choice of words, which often she does.
She does. She's great at that.
Yes, she is.
That's what she specializes in. So she had a bad choice of words, but he thought I said it.
He thought you said it.
Then you came to my defense. Very nice of you.
Right, yeah.
And then what?
Anyway, just under the circumstances, he thought that the way that I handled the problem was to my credit. And so he decided he would start or stay listening again.
So when was Jen under the bus?
Yes.
Well, from his perspective, it was under the bus. And then...
Okay, so you didn't throw Jen under the bus.
No,
okay, because I was really concerned.
Yeah. No, I wouldn't do that to
I was going to take you out back.
I'd do it to Roberta as long as she's not here.
I'm still really concerned about what happened yesterday, though.
What happened yesterday?
There was an email, you said.
What happened yesterday?
I can't talk about that.
Wait a second. I want to know how I got thrown under the bus still.
No, I took you out from under the bus.
Oh.
He thought it was...
I stopped the bus.
He was upset with you, but it was actually Roberta.
Right. When he first attacked you, I thought, what did Jennifer do? That's terrible. That's outrageous. Then I looked into it, and it was actually Roberta who said what this guy thought you had said. So I admitted to him... That you
and
were
threw,
out of
and threw Roberta. Under.
You were you were out of line. And then wait a minute, I thought Jennifer didn't say that. And it turned out it was Roberta who said it. So Roberta, and it's easy to throw Roberta on the bus.
Yeah, you don't mind hearing that at all. She can defend herself. Well, so can Jennifer.
All right. So Jennifer, is it okay now? You all right?
I think so.
All right.
I think I need a scorecard.
Yeah, that happens often. See, there's so many voices here. Sometimes people get confused.
Right.
Although, is it easy to confuse Jennifer and Heather? I don't think so. I think your voices are very distinct.
I think it's easier to confuse Heather and I than it is to confuse Roberta and I, although Roberta and I get confused for each other all the time.
Uh-huh.
But Roberta's got the New York sound, and I sound like a Valley girl, so we're, like, totally different.
Mm. Here's Diane, who was happy to have more info about the Beach Boys and their summer concert. How many different places are they going this summer? Are they going to all 50 states? Do you know?
I don't know if they're going to all 50, but I know they've got a really big tour going on.
Yeah, I mean, it's a big tour. I don't know. Yeah. I don't know about all 50. Let's see.
Anyway, this woman was happy to find our program and figure that it was in her best interest for it to be informative but not about politics. And we all know that politics is something that we stay away from for the most part. Every once in a while, there's a little...
It slips.
Yeah, right. It does slip. Yeah. What is that song by Cyndi Lauper, True Colors? Cyndi Lauper song, right?
Yep.
True Colors? Yeah.
Shining through.
All right, so
it's
who
a great
else?
One.
They are definitely not going to all 50 states.
They are not.
Mm-mm.
Okay.
Massachusetts, New Jersey, New York, Michigan, Wisconsin, Virginia, Utah, New Mexico, Arizona, Colorado.
Uh-huh.
They've already been to California.
Washington, Oregon.
Wyoming.
Nevada. And then everything else is over in Europe.
All right. Everybody say hi to Frank Sosnowski.
Hey, Frank.
Hey, Frank. Sosnowski.
And Mike Smith.
Hey, Mike.
Hey, Mike.
And Aaron Williams.
Hey, Aaron.
Hi, Aaron Williams.
And Brad Yawn.
Hi, Brad.
What kind of a name is that?
Dude.
It's a relaxed one.
Brad Yawn?
Brad Yawn.
Yeah, doesn't he sound like he's just, hey.
Dude.
He's probably the life of the party, I bet. I don't think that he's... Yeah,
he's
I bet he is.
Fire.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah? You think so?
I don't know. Call us, Brad.
Brad, 800-510-8255. Jason Brown is in Taylorville, Illinois.
How's he?
He's all right.
All right.
Cecil Russell is in El Paso.
Cecil!
KTSM. Let's see here. Richard Spalnicker, Clarksburg, West Virginia. Randy Sarbaca.
Wait. Baca. Hi to Richard. We totally skipped
didn't
him.
Didn't I?
Richard.
I thought I did.
Hey, Richard.
No, is this like Romper Room?
Yeah.
It is like Romper Room. I see.
Stand up and wave at your radio.
You're accusing my program of being like Romper Room? Who's
the
winner?
Well, I mean, you know, that's what they used to here? Do. And I used to sit in front of the TV begging for her to say Jennifer. I was so waiting for
her. All right, there's an email I got from a guy who's in Afghanistan. Should I read that?
Yes.
We got people, you know, the people listen to this program all over the place. DougStephan.com You can listen if you're lucky enough on your iPad to be able to make it work or whatever other source of whatever it is that you... There are how many ways of getting this? We could go to DougStefan.com. You can go to RadioAmerica.org. You can go to iTunes. All right, so what else?
You can go to TuneIn Radio.
TuneIn Radio.
iHeartRadio. Stitcher.
Stitcher.
You can go to the Yahoo Radio.
Yahoo Radio.
You could go to the CRN.
Anywhere that there's talk radio,
really?
In some way or another, you can find us because we're on hundreds of radio stations.
Hundreds of radio stations
have different ways of hearing us. Uh-huh. So, one way or another.
So, Lady X is shaking her head suggesting that she's not been able to find us on a lot of those places. She's very frustrated because she can't find the... radio program. For some reason, she thinks it's worth listening
to. Well, there is one thing that's going on to let people know with iTunes. There's some stuff going on, and it's actually rumored that they're going to take podcasts and kind of make them their own entity.
Really?
Yes. Really? So I've heard from various people when they're going into iTunes now and trying to download their podcast for the show that it's not necessarily coming through in the same order that it used to. It kind of, they lose their place almost. So there might be a glitch. There might not. So just bear with iTunes for a minute. I have confidence in them. They'll get it sorted out.
A soldier named Scott listening in Afghanistan. Listening to the program. Dear Mr. Stefan, I'm currently deployed in Afghanistan. We don't get to watch the news much. We don't get to listen to the radio much. We do have access to the internet, and thus I'm listening to your program. I hear sometimes on the news, because we carry, you can hear the news. You can hear the news, right, Richie? If you're carrying the program, or you can listen to the program, you can listen to the news as well. So he's hearing the news by listening to the feed at Doug Stefan.
If you're listening to the live feed, not in the podcast.
He's upset about, he says you never hear talk about what is going on here and how Afghanistan compares to Iraq. You think that that's true, that we don't talk much about Afghanistan versus Iraq?
I don't think we compare the two, no.
No. Well, other than we haven't been successful, really successful in either of those.
Yeah, but we don't compare the two, if that's what he's asking.
Well, but I think what he's suggesting is the fight to Al-Qaeda, there was, our excuse for going to Iraq was we were fighting Al-Qaeda, right? He said, he was talking about the people and how frustrating it is for him as a soldier.
Well, we were looking for weapons of mass destruction.
Yeah, but he's talking about individually, because there's been a lot of criticism about some of the soldiers going kind of crazy in Afghanistan, because we don't know. This fellow says, we don't know who they are. They don't carry ID. They don't wear a uniform. And certainly they're not going to have a card on them that says, we're Al-Qaeda. So what do we do? If they point a gun at us, do we shoot first and ask questions later? I think I understand the frustration for sure. Basically, this is a two-page email, by the way. I'm really thankful this fellow took the time. He's happy. He thinks we do a wonderful job, blah, blah, blah. But he doesn't think that Americans really know what they want. And I think maybe that's true. Don't you? I mean, really, when it gets right down to the bottom line, do we really know what we want? Our soldiers, we ask them to serve, and then we give them a gun, we teach them how to do various things, and we say, go over there and shoot. Well, who are they shooting at?
But you can't shoot at this guy.
Right. That's what I'm saying. He doesn't know. Right. I wouldn't want this job for all, what is the expression, the tea in China.
Yeah, it's a tough gig.
Oh, my God. But, it's interesting that we have these listeners, and so I wanted to acknowledge his email. We also got an email from a guy who's in the federal prison in Tucson listening to us on, again, this is a... this is a fellow listening online. He's serving 20 years for marijuana conspiracy.
I was going to smoke marijuana one day, but then I didn't do
it. Wait a minute. Why is he in jail for 20 years?
But I was going to do it, and then they came in and they busted me, so I didn't do it.
I don't get how...
So I don't get it, man. I mean, like, I'm in here. I didn't even actually do anything, you know?
All right, anyway.
But I was gonna.
Here's Dick Stevens from Granville, Ohio. I'm just catching up. James from La Luz, New Mexico. Hello.
Are we gonna do this all day?
No, we're gonna take a break, and then Jennifer's gonna do the television report. 14 and a half for the hour on Good Day.
Are you struggling each month to make ends meet? Could an extra $1,000 help you out today? Would restructuring your credit card debt into a lower, more manageable payment make life easier? Well, there is hope. A national consumer advocacy network comprised of lenders and professional credit advisors is ready to help you. Just text the word FREE to 20300 for instant information on programs that can help you. Text the word FREE to 20300 right now. Message and data rates may apply.
Almost done with the hors d'oeuvres. Soufflés are ready. Hey, Flo, how are those cupcakes coming?
Putting sprinkles on the last one now.
Great. Hey, I thought we had another tray of the red velvet. Have you seen it?
Me? What? Why would you? There's frosting on my face, isn't there?
Yep.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. 24/7 live support, online bill pay, and expert claims. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
Nothing is more important than your family security. But ask yourself, if you die today, will your family be able to keep their home? Will your children get a college education? If the needle points towards no, you need to protect your family with life insurance. You can make up for your lost income, fund your child's education, pay a mortgage, taxes, and more. Learn about life insurance. Get your consumer protection guide free from the Center for Sound Consumer Advice. Still the only consumer advocacy referral service in America, where since 2004, there has never been a fee or charge of any kind to consumers. And best of all, never ever one complaint. Call today for your free life insurance guide. 800-819-6545. That's 800-819-6545. Call today for your free life insurance guide. Again, that's 800-819-6545.
This is Dan Tullis, and I just called
Joel Clark,
one of Select Quote Insurance Services Term Life Agents.
Hi, Mr. Tullis.
Joel, how does Select Quote save you money on term life insurance?
Well, buying term life insurance is all about choosing the right company. Let's say you take antidepressants or you smoke. All insurance companies are going to price that differently. We'll impartially shop all the companies we represent to find you the best price.
Can you give me an example?
Sure. I just got a man, 40 years old, who takes blood pressure medication, a $500,000 policy with a highly rated insurance company. His price, $21 a month.
Call 1-800-914-2995 and see how affordable term life insurance can be. That's 1-800-914-2995. 1-800-914-2995. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issuing company and other factors. Not available in all states.
All right, so Jen Jen, you have a story involving David Letterman and Justin Bieber.
Yeah, Justin Bieber appeared on David Letterman's show the other night. And it got a little teasing because apparently he was talking about his artwork and a tattoo and murals and all of that sort of thing. And David Letterman said something like, you better draw the line of creating a mural like the Sistine Chapel. When Justin Bieber responded, he said, I'm not going for the 16th chapel.
What number was that?
Right? 16th. Knowing he had a perfect setup, old David said, he looks at the audience and he goes, ugh, Canadian high school, which was kind of funny. He played it off. But Bieber had no idea what that joke was about. Yeah. You know, he's a little kid and he doesn't know. So it was a 16th chapel. But we've all had those moments where we realize after we've said something that we've said it wrong.
Yeah.
All right. Also, going on in the TV world, and this just makes me love Anderson Cooper even more. He was on the Kathy Griffin show on Bravo, and he was talking to Kathy, which I think they're such a weird pair, by the way. They're talking to each other about, he had this event on an airline where he was sitting on a plane, he was trying to doze off, he was trying to sleep, and when he kind of woke up, he noticed that there was someone standing there in front of him taking a picture of him while he slept. And he said, you know, it took me by such surprise that I said, B-word, what the F are you doing? And then as soon as he said it, he said, I can't believe I just called a guy the B word. He's like, what am I doing? But kind of funny.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics.
Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Now at DeseretFoodStore.com, sign up for a one-month supply of delicious food for only $99 with free shipping. That's right, only $99. Gourmet restaurant-style meals with a 30-year shelf life. Packaged in heavy-duty Mylar bags for easy transport and freshness. Meals like stroganoff, lasagna, teriyaki, five-bean chili, granola pancakes, and much more. Visit DeseretFoodStore.com, spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T, foodstore.com, or call 801-444-1444. Food for now, food for life.
37 things to hoard. Do you have the 37 crucial food items you can't survive without? When disaster hits and mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, your family may be without food or waiting in long food lines. Prepare now at 123survivalplan.com. That's 123survivalplan.com. Many people don't have these 37 food items. Learn what you need to hoard now at 123survivalplan.com. Watch the video over 1 million people have viewed to discover the 37 food items that will sell out first when disaster strikes at 123survivalplan.com.
Now 53 past the hour, the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Jennifer.
Dougie.
Heather.
Doug.
Richie.
Dude.
How do you know you live in Georgia?
I did that.
How?
How?
Yeah, well, you lived in Georgia. When all directions start with go down Peachtree,
that's right.
And include the phrase, when you see the Waffle House.
That's right. Peachtree and Waffle House is all you need to know
that's
in
funny.
The state.
Yeah.
Jennifer?
Yes?
Why are cowboy hats turned up at the sides in Wyoming?
I don't know. Why?
So that three of them can fit into a pickup truck.
Eh? Makes sense.
Those of you in West Virginia...
Uh-oh.
What is the West Virginia state flower, please?
I don't know.
Nobody knows?
No.
There's so many inappropriate things running through my head on that one.
I know. There's lots of funny ones.
Go ahead. Satellite dish.
Oh, yeah. Hmm. Makes sense.
All right. So, most states have slogans. You've noted that, right?
Yes.
When you go to Las Vegas.
Virginia's for lovers.
Yeah, right. What happens here stays here is Las Vegas' slogan, right?
Mm-hmm.
What happens here stays here.
Right.
In Omaha, Nebraska, the city motto is Omaha Rare, well done.
Omaha Rare,
well done. Is that because of so many steaks?
Clever.
Come out of Omaha? Really?
I guess,
you know?
Yeah.
Here's the slogan from Hereford, Texas. A town without a toothache. Apparently, Hereford, Texas has a lot of natural fluoride in their water, and tooth decay is rare there.
Hmm.
So their slogan is, a town without... You'd move somewhere, right?
That would attract me, sure.
In Hico, Texas, H-I-C-O, their slogan is, where everybody is somebody. This happened to be the hometown of Billy the Kid.
He certainly was somebody.
Billy the Kid was from Hico, Texas, where everybody is somebody. In Manhattan, Kansas, the town slogan is the Little Apple. The
aww.
Little Apple.
It's kind of cute.
Well,
do they have a lot of apples there?
No, apparently they have Kansas State University, and there's some rivalry between Kansas State University and New York State University in New York, of course, referred to as the Big
Apple. The Big Apple. The whole Manhattan connection.
Right. All right, if you're in South Dakota, Tulare, South Dakota, more than just a blink of the eye, Tulare, South Dakota, when you drive through town, about 14 seconds.
So it's a couple blinks.
Couple of blinks.
Right.
How often do you blink? You ever think about blinking? How often do you actually blink?
You know, when I had contacts once, I realized how frequently I blinked because every time, I have an astigmatism, and they would spin every
time. Is it astigmatism or stigmatism?
Oh. It's astigmatism.
Astigmatism.
Why isn't it just astigmatism?
Because it's not.
It is.
I have two astigmatisms.
A single stigmatism.
Are you a heavy blinker or, I mean...
I'm a heavy blinker.
I've met a couple of women in my life.
I've never noticed it with you.
Well, I don't overblink with people. But, you know, I do have this weird tic where I really try to make eye contact when I meet someone.
Really?
So I really try to keep their stare, and then I notice I turn away to blink. It's kind of weird.
You're conscious of that, though?
Yeah, because someone pointed it out to me. My cousin Eric pointed it out to
really?
Me.
Really?
And so now I feel myself doing that.
So how does that work? I'm not sure I...
But do you blink more than Eric does? Have you guys had a blinking contest?
I blink because I have really dry eyes. I mean, I have many eye issues, so I think I blink a lot anyway. But I try to hold someone's glare, and then I, you know, their stare anyway, and
I realize that my Clint Eastwood
kind of, and I, well, you know, I don't know, and so then my eyes get really dry and they hurt, and so then I turn away to blink, which is funny.
So are you a flutterer?
You are such a freak.
I know. I'm not a flutterer,
no. Nice. That is, why would you say she's
right.
a freak?
She is, man.
She's not either. She's
she
a
comes
wonderful
across
human
as
being.
Like the girl next door. But well, when you really get to know her, she's got all these really kind of quirky things that are hysterical.
Weirdo.
The girl next door, weirdo. To me, has a lot of the same quirky problems.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, come on, Richie. What's the matter with you?
Well, we just all like to think that Jennifer is so perfect, but she's not. She blinks.
Yes, she is. Stop it.
I do. I blink. I hate to say it. I'm a blinker.
I can't hear anymore.
She's a blinker.
All right, here's a great, this is a wonderful gift that I want to acknowledge. High school senior who loved Dr. Seuss, Oh, the Places You'll Go.
Oh, yeah.
The young lady's name is Brenna Martin. Her dad... bought the book 13 years ago, and every year he had Brenna's teachers write notes to her from
awesome
kindergarten
story.
All the way up to her senior year. What a great
goosebumps. Isn't that cool?
Isn't that wonderful?
Mm.
That story is, excuse me, I'm getting goosebumps, getting a little shook up myself, is at DougStephan.com, 59 after the hour.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at HerbalHealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag Vitamin D and Organic Iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorne, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Connexin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course, information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.